Oh yeah, yeah.
I do, yeah, this year I'm doing a lot more podcasts, but I've got to really organize them. I do them early, and then I'm on at night. I'm doing it nights at certain time, but and then I just grabbed you for a quickie in the day, but it's super full on, isn't it? Well, at least you're busy and the shows are going well.
Yeah, as strangely, at the moment, it's not looking like we're going to get the same numbers as last year. I mean, we're still really good, but to be down just even 10 or 20%, which we may be the case, we're like, really? Because we've got nothing going on.
Hmm.
So that's a bit strange, but anyway, we'll see what final numbers are this time next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeez. Oh, good. Well, it's good to plug in when we can. Anyway, you just got to do your best doing this.
Yeah. this will definitely be my last one until the show is over.
How long is your show for? A couple of weeks.
One in 2 weeks and one in four. But I might be able to fit one in the week. Next week's totally out. I might be able to fit one in the week after, maybe about the Wednesday.
We might as well just explain what your shows are, mate.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Sure?
Yeah.
They look pretty entertaining.
Oh, mate, they are. They're amazing. They're amazing. Mate, we put on an event. It's a show. Yeah.
It looks like something you could see in Las Vegas.
Yeah, 100%. Mate, it costs me anywhere between, depending on the size of the show, $40,000 is the cheapest show that I run, and that's only because it's a small show. But I've run a show that cost me $102,000 to put on.
Mm.
I spend $10,000 on an LED screen, 9 meters by 3. $10,000 just gone in 2 days, just from one hire.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, or hiring. Yeah. So it's like bodybuilding and posture stuff.
Yeah. Bodybuilding, fitness models, sports models, bikini, angels like the Las Vegas Strip sort of stuff. Yeah.
Bodybuilding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason, what a job. What a job Jason Woodforth has, eh? Unbelievable. Incredible. Well, that's all right. Well, you're in the fitness industry. You always have been, you know. You've been into that for a long time now. And, you know, you had your dash in politics, but you've always been around that industry, you know, and stuff. And you've been doing those shows for ages. And you, of course, traveled overseas. You used to go overseas a lot for the shows. And you're kind of doing them around Queensland.
I'm not traveling anymore. I'm not traveling.
Yeah, me neither. Me safe. Neither. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting on a plane, mate. No fucking way.
No. Mm-mm. I'll do some interstate stuff, but very rare. But there's no way I'm going overseas. And look, being unvaxxed, there's very few countries you can actually get in. You can't look at Novak Djokovic. You couldn't get into the United States. You could have gone through Mexico and walked over, but you can't fly in. So, but I can't be. I've done enough travel. I'm happy. I'll wait and see what happens.
Interesting how the United States are allowing masses of unjabbed, migrants to flood into their country as well, unchecked. Yeah, but they won't let a famous guy into play to hit a ball around a court, you know. It's all theater and stupid. None of it's supposed to make sense anyway. And who wants to make sense of it? It's just ridiculous.
Yep,
absolutely. It's crazy. I sent you a video the other day. Did you watch that video of Dom Perrottet, the New South Wales Premier? I sent you a video on Skype anyway to have a look at.
Hadn't got round to that yet.
I've listened to his numbers. Anyway, we were talking about this. Years ago, that someone, I think we were talking about it with you, that someone that had a connection to the Berejiklian government was part of some meeting, and they were talking in that meeting about their plans for Newcastle, which is a couple of hours north of Sydney. And they got these big, you won't believe what they're going to do. But he was talking about this anyway. He was talking about Sydney, Wollongong to the south, and he was talking about Newcastle to the north and the greater Sydney and west area, the whole grid. He was talking about smart city stuff, like new tech coming into play and everything. So in this, you know, it's really rolling forward. You know, the smart cities aren't just going to be you know, Brisbane, for example, or Sydney, for example, it will go up and down. There'll be the high speed rail that they're putting in with the fire lines that went through. We know that. And so this is all going to interconnect, you know, yeah. And all around. So it's really amazing to watch. And I wanted you to watch that video because he's doing a speech and he uses so many 33s and 666s. It's just amazing. Heaps.
I can't wait to watch it then. Can't wait.
You have a listen to the guy's numbers. What's on your agenda?
Mate, not too much, but I'll bring up the first one because we are in a bit of a lull before the calm before the storm. Mm. We've had the storm, and now we've come up with a bit of a lull moment. They're just like, what's going on? But, you know, if I another podcast I listened to, they said that the year of the tiger, which is 2022, that things would die off COVID-related. And pretty much all other than China, where they've locked down 65 million people in two cities, it actually has really died off. You know, we've still got cases and they're still using the COVID. You know, you go to a medical center here, or even Specsavers for crying out loud, which has now been a medical, deemed medical, you've still got to wear a mask, right? So they're still leaving things like that. And at the shops the other day, the toilet paper was still low, 2 years on, people. Don't tell me that they've taken 2 years to still not be able to fill the shelves with toilet paper. That is just to keep that panic psyop in the back of your mind, in the back of your mind, in the back of your mind. It's just mind games. But let me bring up my favorite topic, which is the war in Ukraine. And I don't know if you listen to PK for Truth. He's absolutely hilarious. He's actually a ex-TV personality. I don't know what from, though. But the guys were on the the tank, the armored tank, shooting away, bang, 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 bang. And on his badge, his on his sleeve, it says "Nucking Futs." You change the N F around, it's fucking nuts. And that's his badge on the side of his arm. I'm telling you, if you think there's a war in Ukraine, you might as well believe there's COVID. But there is nothing happening in Ukraine. And as the guy was saying, where's he shooting? All these bullets going up. Bah, 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 bah. At what? You know, it's just an absolute joke. That and all the celebrities and world leaders went and visited the penis plonking friggin' what's his name? Zelensky?
Yeah, the Jewish guy.
The ex-comedian.
The entertainer.
He's there, part of the entertainment, that's for sure. But, Adam, I'll just go through my phone because I've always got moments that I've brought up. Let me start with this. And I'm going to go back. Oil prices soared on the back of Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. I mean, there's nothing happening in Ukraine, but they've lifted the prices up. This is how they do it. So, so easy. Cash rate, weapon fire. Oh, here we go. So regardless, economist Chris Richardson predicted a supersized cash rate increase as much as half percentage point, saying it was the organization's only way to fight inflation. I'm sorry, my home loan just went up, and all of a sudden I've got to find $200 extra a month, and that's going to slow the inflation down because you're going to make me poorer? How's that work? I mean, this whole inflation thing is just caused by governments. You know, the freaking bitch that just died the other day. If you've got one care factor for the Queen, you're supporting pedophiles, you're supporting trafficking of children, you're supporting just pure evil. This family is pure evil and has been for hundreds and hundreds of years, and the joke is on you. It just is.
That's right.
It just is. Absolutely. And the inflation thing is just bullshit. Adam. So, you remember how I said the other day, they had a story saying, and the five words from the text message which floored that guy for his job or whatever. And there was actually six in there. Guess what? I just realized after I hung up from that phone call with you, is that there was the five and the six, 56. They're getting the 56 in any way they can. There wasn't five words, which they said in the headline. There was clearly six. There's your 56. Unbelievable how they do it. Unbelievable. And yeah. Is it all sports scripted? Look, I don't know. I kind of think not, because some of the freaky tries you see, you say you can't script that. But you know, the Broncos in our NRL, they just went from 5 losses in 6 weeks. I mean, there's another 56, but surely that's just got to be a coincidence. But I don't know. I don't know. what do we got here? Got some more stuff here. NASA's Artemis 1 mission. Again, there is no moon trip they're going to. The Artemis is just a rocket that might actually take off, or is just CGI. I don't know which one, but nothing is going into space because there's a firmament and they know it. There's no one going to space in 2025. Mark my words, let's talk about this in 2026. They'll be saying it will be 2030. And considering that they've now got the technology to go back to the moon, they're going to fly around it. Remember, they said they'd lost it. Hang on, China and India went to the moon in the last 2 years. So how does NASA not have that technology? Again, they're just, oh, man, the mockery, the mockery.
Being mocked all over the place.
Oh, nonstop. here we go. So the reason why it couldn't take off, the team has since determined it was a bad sensor providing the reading. They plan to ignore the faulty sensor moving forward. You've got $1 billion of technology, and you're just going to ignore a faulty sensor because
come on,
you believe...
Jason. Yeah, old Bill's going to get his screwdriver out and his Phillips head. Get down there, and get that fixed.
Oh, we're just going to ignore it. Nothing will really go wrong. It's just a bad sensor. Like, we can't prove it. We just believe it. Unbelievable. Oh, the mockery. Let me go back further, Adam. 33 deaths tied to 000 failings. There's another 33. Mate, between you and me, the number 33s we've found of recent times. It's just a joke.
Sent you one the other day, another 33-year-old. Yep. These people, it's every day in the media, these just people that are dying or getting sick or something happened to them, you know.
That's it.
It just makes you realize that the media is just filling their newspaper up with lies.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people say, well, duh, Adam, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just fillers. Like, they've got basic stuff, but, you know, most of it's just they're making stuff up just to look busy. And the numbers prove that.
Yeah, 100%.
As soon as you see 33, you know it's fake.
Yeah, you see 56. And like, you've got 5.6 million shares the Pfizer guy sold, or whoever sold it. It was 5.6 million or 5 or 6 billion, I can't remember. But another 56. Why 5.6? Why did Gavin Newsom, whose name equals 56, say in 8 weeks' time, which is 56 days, that 56% of people would be infected in California? I mean, like, that's not a coincidence. You've got some very exact numbers there, some very exact numbers. But back to sport, there's a picture of two guys in the UK top, what was it, the FA teams or whatever. And they're in a position which is a Masonic position. There's two of them. And it's just very interesting. Well, guys, you're in a very specific Masonic position. I mean, were you told to get exactly like that and just went along with it? Or do you know what you were doing? Again, I don't know. But wow, it's a Masonic position, 100% that they're in.
This is UK football, like soccer.
Yeah, UK football. Yeah, soccer. Yeah. And you know, another one, as I go through my notes here, the ASD plays a powerful role within the Five Eyes intelligent network. See, guys, Five Eyes, this is a real thing. I know I've digressed here off another subject. But Canada, the UK, America, Australia, and New Zealand all share intelligence with each other. They probably, you know, Morrison or now Albanese probably knows everything about every New Zealander he needs to know, or every UK. They just share whatever you want. Boom, you get it.
That's right.
Let me go. What else have I got? Oh. So at least 5 prominent Russian businessmen have reportedly died by suicide since late January. I think the number's now up to 8. Now, why are they dying? Well, one fell out of a window, apparently. There seems no reason for them to die because we're not putting any pressure on them. There's no, unless there's pressure over there. But this is on top of the fact that 9 generals in the Russian army have died. Like, in the Ukraine war, which doesn't exist. So are they actually dying or getting... taken aside to the island where Epstein is? I don't know. But it makes no sense for a general to die because he's not front line. And how the heck did dying in one war with Ukraine, which was losing it, but apparently now is winning it? Oh, man, you can't make this shit up.
Yeah. Did you see the picture of the picture of the Queen at the cabin with Epstein in the other photo?
Yes, I did. Yes, yes. Oh, let's.
I don't know. I can't confirm that, but very interesting. Because if you look at you know, Prince Charles's ties with, you know, Jimmy Savile, and I mean, they're a bunch of pedophiles, you know.
Oh, 100%.
And they're all moping and sobbing on the media and crying and blubbering for the Queen. It's just absolutely sickening.
Yeah. Now, Adam, hang on, I'll come back to the Queen in a second. So, mRNA vaccination for animals expected to begin by the end of the year. All around the world, countries will be launching a campaign to vaccinate billions of pigs, cows, goats, and sheep over a 9-month period. To enhance biosecurity. So it looks like they're coming for the food now. Mm. And keeping in mind, organic food's no longer organic because they're spraying the skies. There's no way there could be any really true organic food left. And this is just ramping up now. We are in trouble. But back to the Queen. Got an interesting number here for you. Hang on. Bear with me. In Gematria, Queen Elizabeth II, dead on September 8th, that phrase equals 322. What's 322? Skull and Bones, the key number for Skull and Bones. But another good one for you is, it was 911. Oh, what was it? Where are we? Oh, sorry. And the picture of the Queen 2 days before she kicked the bucket, that's if she actually died. There's a picture of her shaking the new PM, UK PM's hand. Now, in it, it looks like she's looking not at her, just looking in the space, so to speak, but downwards. Like, it's just a Photoshop. That was 2 days earlier, then 2 days later, she's dead? I'm not buying it. And if you look at the picture, Adam, it just doesn't look like it's a real picture. It looks like she's been photoshopped from another picture and Liz's hand's just been put in there. But this is also from one Liz to another Liz. Interesting. Interesting. But there is a 9/11 to do with the Queen. Oh, so that's right. The days from March 11th, 2020, when we went into lockdown, or it was a pandemic was declared, was 911 days later, the Queen bit the bullet. So, you know, coincidence? Come on. It's like this Liz chick. She's from the World Economic Forum. She's one of their pets. So good luck, UK. As bad as here with Albanese. Albanese will be one of them. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, the whole Queen thing, as I said the other night, you know, I don't follow it too much, but there's definitely something else going on.
Yeah.
And you know, while the whole world's distracted with this, I mean...
Yeah, and as the wife said, she did have a thing for the for Diana, and that's because Diana knew what was going on and was trying to bring it out to the public, and that's why they killed her. And just listening to a David Icke thing before, they left her in that tunnel for 95 minutes because there was a ritual, and the ritual goes back to a Madam Diana or something Diana from hundreds of years ago, and like. There was all 17 street cameras, which I wasn't aware of. 17 street cameras from the Ritz to that tunnel were switched off that night. There's no footage. It's kind of like there's no footage from 1,200 cameras of the guy that shot up Las Vegas a couple of years back. And there's just all the conveniently Epstein, the two CCTVs were conveniently not working the night he nicked himself. I mean, come on, you can't buy any of this. Do not buy what they're selling you.
There's also info I was reading ages ago with Diana that before the car crash in the tunnel there, that a light flashed. A coloured light flashed, which could have could have triggered the driver, sort of Manchurian candidate stuff, wording, colours flashing, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yep.
I think that was from Ike and others too, yeah, that there was a flash and he just crashed the car.
Yeah, you just can't rule that out, man.
You don't know. Yeah, weird.
Don't know.
And that she wasn't dead too. Wasn't dead. Yep. Yeah, they kept her alive, obviously, as you said, in the tunnel. It was, there was some ritual done, yeah.
Yeah. So from Nostradamus, this is very interesting. We're trying to get a hands on the actual book, but let me read a bit of it out. The quarantine will come as no surprise to the British people. The quarantine, and it has wide implications. The first is that Queen Elizabeth II will die circa 2022 at the age of around 96, which she was. Prince Charles will be crowned in her stead and become king of the islands. The implications here being that he's no longer king of the other regions in the world over which his mother reigned, being Canada, Australia, New Zealand, etc. That's interesting, which will have, in the interim, become republics. So are we heading towards a republic here in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada? Prince Charles will be 74 years of old in 2022 when he takes over the throne, but the resentments held against him by certain proportions of the British population following his divorce from Diana, Princess of Wales, will still persist. The pressure on him is so great. Here we go. I've just gone off. The pressure on him is so great and his age so much against him that Charles agrees to abdicate in favor of his son. The question is which son? Because it's meant to go to a person who wasn't expecting it. Is it going to go to Harry? Well, let's see how this plays out in the next 12 months. Interesting by Nostradamus, that book written years ago, 20, 30 years ago. So, interesting. I had another one here too. No, that's about it. Mate, I haven't got too much more, actually. Like I said, it's a bit of the calm before the storm. And again, we're still here. This is not going away because all the shonky stuff's still going on. The Ukraine war, China's two big cities locked down. We've still got cases that don't exist. We're still being forced to wear masks in certain areas around Australia. It's not over. It's not over.
Yeah, it's weird, but they've taken it away as well, but it's still there, you know what I mean? It's mass psych warfare. You know, They've taken the masks off the planes in Australia, but as you said, it's still there, so it's still bubbling up as they try to, they take things away, but you're still stuck. It's just creating ill at ease sort of situation between a rock and a hard place for people. So that creates trauma and fear.
Yeah. It's still keep everything they're doing is still keeping us in that the space where they need us. Whilst a stack of people have woken up, they're still keeping the masses, the majority, the over 50%, who as soon as they go to another lockdown, they'll obey, and they'll keep those. They'll never fill the toilet paper section back up because they've got to keep that panic psyop going, and so they can just bring all this stuff back at whim. A split second, and the majority will obey, with us, the minority, will just have to go along with it because we can't fight the masses. I mean, we'll try and fight the masses, but look what happened the last 2 years. We lost.
Yeah, that's right. Saying here as well from the expose, UK, deaths are soaring in highly vaccinated Victoria, Australia.
Oh, I've got a friend of mine who knows three people with stillbirths. Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it? We said there was a tidal wave coming as people get three and four boosters or whatever, you know. We ain't seen nothing yet. It hasn't even started. It says here deaths in Australian state of Victoria, 95% adults have received COVID jabs and most are now boosted with the shots, soared to their highest levels in at least 13 years in August, far above the five-year average. Victoria is offering very unique data, apparently, near real-time reporting on death trends in millions of people who are heavily vaccinated but had little exposure to COVID, which isn't real, before being jabbed. So the picture is becoming increasingly grim. And it just goes through all the registrations of deaths here. It's very, very high. It's climbing and getting worse. That was just put up on our Telegram channel as well, and someone put up one here. I can't confirm it. It says, where are we here? It says something about Germany. Breaking news: Germany halts all COVID-19 vaccines, says they are unsafe and no longer recommended. There has been a 2-week pause so they can reflect on the damage being caused to their people. No one can get it, and the vaccine's license have been put on pause. Can anybody confirm that? There's a video there. I keep hearing stuff like this, but then I keep hearing stuff like this, but there, it seems like, you know, it's not true at all. They said that about the UK, that they stopped it for under 12-year-olds or something, but I haven't been able to confirm it. But I mean, well, I guess a time's coming because the damage is going to be so bad and the deaths so high, they'll have to pull back. Like, they can't, how long can they just keep sticking people when it's going to be overwhelming? Like, it's amazing. And you know, someone, Health Impact News that I follow, he does some really good investigations. He works for himself. He's really good. And I do post a lot of his stuff. He puts some great stuff up. And he posted an article about the legals, the legal battle looming here just for Pfizer, and how much it's how much they think it's going to cost Pfizer with people wanting compensation. And it was 33 trillion. And as soon as I saw the 33 trillion, I just thought, no, so I didn't post that. Why is it 33 trillion? that Pfizer are going to have to pay for damage. So yeah, I think
I saw that.
So I didn't post that, folks. Although everyone was sharing it, I think you just got to look at the headers there. You know, the other one, Jason, that I sent you that I was covering on one of the last Night Watch podcasts was that bizarre incident on the flight from Sydney to Melbourne, where 200 people were escorted off by Australian Federal Police with machine guns. And they said it was because one person wasn't screened. Now, how do you have one person not getting screened? There's no way, if you're through an airport, that you cannot be screened. You can't. You have to go through the baggage. You have to go through the X-ray things. You can't get through an airport onto a plane without being screened. And even if it was a mistake, the flight hostess has said they've never seen this in over 25 years of working. No one's ever heard of that happening before. And you're going back to, what, the 70s. No one's ever heard of this happen on a plane. Everybody gets screened. And even if they did miss one person, they're treating that like they're a terrorist and they're going to blow up the plane. I mean, the other thing is we're disarmed. We don't have arms in this country. We are a disarmed country because of the Port Arthur situation. So why the hell were 200 people met by armed federal police officers at Melbourne Airport to escort them to go through that process again? Is it just about fear? Because looking at the Canberra one as well, I'm kind of thinking they're gearing up for maybe a false flag here. It definitely would be on the cards, or they're just keeping the fear level risen because people were obviously shocked that federal police were there in the airport with machine guns in their faces. But as one of our listeners said, Australians weren't shocked when these goons of doom, robocops working for Daniel Andrews, shot people in the back at the Shrine of Remembrance. You know, that was okay. Oh, we don't care about that. But now they're shocked because they're seeing these goons of doom in the airport with machine guns. But this country's becoming very militarized, and it's worrying for me where we're going here. It's real concern. Yeah, that was complete overkill. And a very weird article to read.
Mate, just on that, hang on a second. I'm just sending you a message, by the way, on Messenger. So that is all about getting ready for something. Because keep in mind, many months back, Cairns Airport Security Police now have the AK-47s or something. Yeah. What do they need that for in Cairns?
Oh, you said that about Cairns, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So now we've got the Canberra thing that you just brought back up. Now you've got the Melbourne thing. And all of a sudden, it's conditioning us. So when something big goes off, we go, oh, yeah, well, that sort of stuff's been happening. No, it's not. No, that sort of stuff's been happening because it's been engineered.
Yeah.
It's been planned.
They're conditioning the public for something that's going to happen, something to do with military or all this stuff. Yeah, it's weird. It's definitely building, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a space to watch people. And I just think Australia is going to play a bigger role going forwards. It is all about America. If you look at the Bible, and if you want to believe the Bible, believe the Bible. And I started to really question that, because at the end of the day, God doesn't write books. And everything that's playing out, it's like, well, hang on a second, is this just the prequel? This is the playbook. I don't know. You can have your own opinions on that. That's my opinion, my two cents worth. But they're definitely getting us ready for something.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We will plug out. We're right on 30 minutes. Great chatting with you and going over what we can anyway. We can't fit everything in, but we're just keep it flowing and keep chatting and keep the information going and hope that people can stay aware and alert and try to stay as many steps ahead of the system as you possibly can, folks, and just keep your wits about you and watch everything that's going on. Don't take your eyes off this system for a moment. Be like a hawk because things are happening and it is speeding up. So good to chat with you today, buddy. I'm sure you'll have some lots of great information next time. I'll keep checking in with you. I know you're going to be busy over the couple of weeks, but we'll be back after that anyway, as we always are. But good luck with the shows, and good that you're keeping busy anyway, keeping the mind busy. That's the important thing. But still keeping your eyes on this system as you do and watching everything. That's really good and good information. And as always, so chat again on the next one.
I look forward to it. Peace out, buddy.